What's in Your Mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us on our Facebook or our Twitter, you can go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. And what's on my mind today? Well, weather. Icy roads. I walked out the door this morning, Scott, and whoo, sidewalks a little nasty across the entire state for the most part. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's hard not to have this weather. There's the reports of some 19 different folks and accidents that ended up, some of which ended up in hospitals between Bismarck and Jamestown and Fargo because of what hit last night. And if you're out today experiencing it firsthand and seeing things that we need to know about, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And it looks like we got a few waves coming in, right? So this freezing rain is the issue right now for some parts of the state, and then we'll have some snow and then the wind and then the cold and winter storm watch. So things could get...
Most of the freezing rain and the snow has moved out of Bismarck right now, just a little bit east of Steele. So if you are traveling along I-94, but pretty much anywhere in the state, because the swath goes from Canada all the way down into South Dakota, you're going to have a little dicey travel this morning if you're traveling mostly to the eastern portion of the state of North Dakota or South Dakota or up into Canada this morning. But, yeah, you're right. It is going to be a couple waves rolling through.
So we'll keep an eye on that certainly all week long, and we actually are trying to check in with the National Weather Service. They're calling this a complex weather system, which means I don't think we know exactly where this is going or how much damage it's going to do, but we know that something's coming, and where and when and how much is still at play, it sounds like. But that's why there's a winter storm watch right now to kind of watch the track of this thing. So we'll check in with the Weather Service for you today. But do want to hear from you on what you're finding out on the roads there. Let your fellow motorists know what's ahead. And I think good practical advice would be to slow down and drive to the conditions for sure. But it's a bit treacherous out there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Guests on the program today, Jerry Hegstrom of Ag Week will be here later on this hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about progress on the farm bill and where things are at. Also, next hour, Jim Casper will join us. And Jim is a state representative in the North Dakota legislature. His day job, though, is working with clients that are trying to maneuver health care changes because of Obamacare. And he has told us that there's actually a number of things that aren't getting anywhere near the attention they should in the way of impacts of employers providing health insurance for their employees. So we're going to welcome your questions for him and also just try and find out, you know, we're hearing about website troubles and we're hearing about impacts in the individual market. But he's saying the employer employee insurance offerings are being impacted as well. So look forward to finding out about those concerns and hopefully helping you out with that coming up today on the program. John in Bismarck wants to weigh in on what he's finding weather-wise out there. We'll start with you, John. Good morning and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's easy to be critical all the time, but I plowed in northern Minnesota for 9 years. And typically in that state, and I don't know how it works here, I haven't been here long enough, the highway patrol would call in to us or the DOT and say we need to get sanding trucks out, salting trucks, you know, whatever, plowing. And I came back, 7-hour drive from northern Minnesota, got 5 miles the other side of Jamestown, and immediately knew I had to take my crews off, see it was getting icy. And, yes, people drive stupid and everything else, maybe shouldn't be on the road, but in the case of Thanksgiving weekend, you check the weather, everything looked good. I headed out and was going to be back here before dark. There had to be 20 cars that ran in a ditch, and there was a real bad head-on, and they extracted the people out. They were taking the doors off, all that stuff. I don't know if anybody died, but my deal is the people that do the plowing do an awesome job. But in my case back in Minnesota, the supervisors did a terrible job, or the people calling in. There's no reason. I didn't see one truck, one sanding truck out there on the roads. And the response was terrible, and it needs, it to me, it proves the old thing, government does nothing right, pretty much, you know. And I know you'll jump all over me on it, but the facts are the facts. If I ran a private company and I didn't get out and get Walmart plowed or Target like we did back home, they'd have fired us. It's as simple as that. And I'm not talking about the drivers, the plowers, because they're just waiting for the call to go out. I'm talking about the supervisors.
John, are we a little jaded here in North Dakota, or maybe northern Minnesota for that matter, too? Growing up in this weather, in the road conditions, I don't ever recall. It had to be pretty darn bad before, okay, I'm not going to go anywhere. You get where you're going. You know how to get there. You take it easy. You slow down. With this influx of people from out of state that aren't familiar with the weather conditions, it's akin to me a little bit on what you have up in Minot with the Minot Air Force Base, and you have in Grand Forks, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, where you have Southerners or people that aren't used to the weather conditions getting stationed up at these northern bases. I know Grand Forks, and I believe Minot does too. They'll flood a tarmac when the weather gets cold enough, and they'll take new people into the base that aren't familiar with the weather conditions. Here you go. This is an icy road, but they're out on a big tarmac. Have fun. You're going to learn to drive on this stuff. We can't do that with this influx of population that's coming into North Dakota, but I think a lot of that ties into all the increase in accidents we're seeing when, frankly, it's just a little icy. Slow down. The roads aren't that bad, but people don't know how to drive in the conditions.
Definitely got to slow down, but at the same time, it's not like we don't have the money to do the right thing and get the sanded crews out. You know, I'm talking about on the Thanksgiving weekend when it's the most traveled weekend there is and everybody's trying to get home. I mean, I agree with you. You know, I drove into work this morning. I drove 35 miles an hour. I left an hour and 20 minutes early, and I got here 30 minutes early. 100% agree with you. But at the same time, the money's there. They have a budget for doing it, and they need to get out there and get it done.
Appreciate the call, John. And, John, contrasting how the roads are, dealt with in Minnesota versus North Dakota. If others agree or disagree, have at it. I know what we've talked to the DOT this morning. They're out with and have been out. We're out last night with all kinds of different material that they're putting on. They have different material for different. You know, they use sand, so you get some traction. They have salt. They have a number of different mixtures that they use. So, John, critical thinking. It's not enough and not as good as Minnesota handles it. I don't know if that's a fair comparison. Last night, only that the worst of the weather obviously was on the Minnesota side, on the North Dakota side, not the Minnesota side. But anyway, we'll see if others agree. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. National Weather Service going to join us here coming up in just a few minutes, too. So we'll let you know how the rest of this week is going to play out weather-wise. But welcome your road reports on what you're finding out there. Mark in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh's new book, Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims. Obviously, Rush is comparing himself to Paul Revere, but in my mind, that's ridiculous because, of course, we know Paul Revere was willing to stand and fight the British monarchy to the death, while Rush Limbaugh, I've heard him many times say, if things get too bad in America, he's just going to haul his cowardly carcass onto his private plane and go to Costa Rica or New Zealand. He just cut and run. And last week on Wednesday, he was talking about communism and saying, well, there's really no country you can identify as the evil empire. Well, maybe he's forgot about the Chi-Coms and the fact that they've been arming Iran and North Korea for years. So here he is telling us that the Democrats are really the communists. Well, guess what? Who are the registered Democrats that run Wall Street? That would be Jamie Dimon that runs J.P. Morgan and Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs. They are the communists, and Rush is running cover for them. And then he'll run off to Costa Rica or New Zealand when the commies really clamp down too bad here in America. So, yeah, lot of deception there by old Rush Limbaugh.
Well, in Rush's defense, it is a children's book.
Yeah, right.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any road reports out there, we'd love to hear them across the state. A little bit of dicey weather, a complex weather system moving in. We're going to talk with the National Weather Service coming up here in just a few minutes, find out what their take on this storm is. And one of the things with this storm that's significant is we were looking at a weather event that was going to be taking place later in the week on a Thursday, and now this has been protracted out to starting, well, last night in the eastern part of the state to tonight, tomorrow, into Wednesday, Thursday. We'll get the complete take on it with the National Weather Service coming up. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's in Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Roger.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm calling from Minot. The roads are in town here really bad. I moved here in the early 90s. The roads, crews used to get out. The city got out and did a great job. But since the late 90s, it's went downhill. They went to contractors that don't plow where the darn. I think is what the problem is. The city needs to start picking it up, getting the roads clear.
Do you agree with the other caller that there ought to be some accountability?
Yeah. I think the city has fallen on their backside and don't know how to get up.
So where does that start then, Roger? Where do you point your finger at?
Well, the streets, they don't get them plowed. When they do plow them, they don't plow them to the curb. And they're just, the sand trucks should have been out yesterday right after it started sleeting. They don't even get out for about 4 or 5 hours, it seems like. They just dropping the ball.
Roger, thanks for the phone call. Hopefully people, city administrators up in Minot are listening, and we'll address that situation. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just having fun in the snow. I was going to mention last year, I think it was the first week in March, I came back from the cities from a conference I had attended. And the whole way back from Minneapolis all the way to Moorhead was absolutely beautiful. I was actually able to do 5 miles over the speed limit. And as soon as we passed through Fargo and I was headed to Jamestown, the roads were just treacherous. So to compare Minnesota to North Dakota, I mean, we were getting the same kind of weather. Salt makes a huge difference on the roads. And second of all, people should invest some money in their tires. They move up here from down south with a high mileage tire. You know, if you can't afford expensive tires, you probably can't afford a funeral either. So it's something people should look at. Check the tread on them, make sure they're good, and carry a survival kit, maybe a shovel. And if you drive a rear-wheel drive pickup, put some sandbags at the back. You know, it's common sense. I think we all hold a little bit of pride in our driving ability. So, you know, pass it on.
Well, and by the way, one good piece of advice from him, too, that we ought to remind you of is to lose the cruise control when the conditions are such. Weather Service guest in a minute here to tell us more about what's coming, but let's get one more call in here. Steve in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. We do have icy roads. I would have to say, according to some of the callers, that South Dakota is similar to North Dakota compared to Minnesota as far as roads. Yeah, they kind of wait for some time, and then later on they get out and do what they have to do. But there was one other thing I wanted to just quick bring up, and that was last night I was listening to one of the talk radio shows. They brought up something that I didn't know anything about, and I don't know if too many people do. And they were saying that there's very little White House tours now. And they're asking the question why that there was, and they said that President Obama had taken down some of the historic photos, or I should say paintings and photos that were up and whatever, and he put some of his cronies up there instead. And it would be interesting to see what Kevin Cramer says about that. I'd like you to ask him. Sometimes I listen to your show, but I don't have the chance to call in. But anyway, regarding the roads, in South Dakota, I would say that they kind of limit their usage of salt and what have you. We've had a lot of major storms that have come through on the northeast corner of South Dakota, and sometimes you kind of wonder where they are. And there's been a lot of complaints about that, but not a whole lot has been done. And now I'm not saying anything again like some of the other callers against the drivers or anything like that. But it is true in Minnesota, because I used to travel Minnesota a lot. And you could get through in major storms over there, where in North Dakota you would slide all over. Of course, you'd have to slow down. But the bottom line is that they wouldn't put any salt out there or anything else. You're just driving on straight ice. So anyway, that's my comment for this morning. So
Steve,
thank you very much.
Steve, thanks for the phone call from South Dakota. And just an FYI, if you ever want to get a question in for Congressman Cramer, you can leave it at our offline call number 855-200-1776 and just press 1 and leave a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. That's an opportunity for you to leave that there. Time to check in with the National Weather Service. Rich Kinney joining us this morning. Rich, what are we looking at as far as the storm track? Last week we were looking at something possibly materializing Wednesday night into Thursday. It seems like this storm's protracted now. We could have a week of storms. What are we looking at here?
Well, still a pretty complex situation evolving right now. And as this storm right now just starts to move onshore in the Pacific Northwest. Our observing network is just starting to sample this. So hopefully today the picture becomes a little bit clearer. But one thing's for certain is that we will be expecting some pretty significant weather here through at least Wednesday. We're talking for Bismarck Mandan, a winter storm watch for tonight and continuing all the way through Wednesday. So we're looking at the potential for 6 or more inches of snow. Also, with this strong low pressure coming up, we're expecting some pretty good wind. So we'll have some blowing and drifting snow. And then as we head into Wednesday night, as the snow tapers off, then we're talking very cold temperatures with wind chills 30 to 40 below zero. So right now, really, the main theme, winter storm watch, still a potential for a significant winter storm for Bismarck Mandan, and we encourage folks to stay informed with the latest forecast details.
How much of North Dakota will be impacted by this, Rich?
Basically, the entire state in some form or another. Right now, it's really honing in on the details of where some of the heavier snowfall amounts. But really, the entire state has the potential for 6 or more. And like I mentioned, the details of where some of the favored areas for the higher amounts should come into focus today and tonight. Often with these complex weather systems, you get a lot of uncertainty, variability in the models until this system comes on shore and our upper air observing network is able to sample it.
So that's what lies in the balance of whether we go from a winter storm watch to a winter storm warning?
Yes, and would expect much of the area in terms of western and central North Dakota would be either upgraded to an advisory or a warning, but those details still yet to be worked out. Still the potential, though, for all of western and central North Dakota to be upgraded to a warning.
Rich, we got about 10 seconds here, but it seems like the temperatures are holding right now. I know we got colder temperatures coming later in the week. When's the tipping point for the temperatures where we won't have to worry about the freezing rain as part of this?
Well, in Bismarck Mandan, that threat should be over. The freezing rain is pushed off to the southeast.
Thank you very much. Rich Kinney, National Weather Service, joining us. Coming up next, more of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back with Scott Hannon. What's in your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Coming up in a few moments, our guest, Jerry Hagstrom of Ag Week. But first, one more call in. David, calling from San Francisco. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Steve, Scott, and what was your guest's name?
It is Jerry Hagstrom from Ag Week.
Oh yeah, here, Jerry. Yeah, well, I was I'm originally from St. Louis, and I remember a couple of years ago they had a massive what was thought to be a snowstorm come in, but because of global warming, it wasn't quite cold enough, so it turned into a sleet storm, and it was so it caused so much sleet on their power lines and telephone poles that it knocked out 53 counties. This was only about 2-3 years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, by now. So I'm wondering if you're noticing that same situation. You're just a couple of latitude points up, and are hard frosts now turning to be right on the edge, and whether or not a snowstorm turns into sleet, which creates a lot more problems.
Yeah, that probably was a better question for our weather service guest than either Steve or I, being armchair meteorologists here behind the microphone. But my take would be, you know, we don't face anything different now than we have for forever. Right. I mean, just, you know, depending on when precip comes and what the temperature is, you're going to get different conditions. I wouldn't attribute that to global warming. I'd attribute that to just winter, you know, and pretty much par for the course. But a more expertise answer would have probably been warranted for David. Steve, unless you've got one.
Well, I watch the Weather Channel every morning. Does that qualify me? David, thanks for the phone call.
You stayed at the Holiday Inn Express, too, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that, too. It's winter. You know, it's you get freezing rain conditions in October, November, into December. It switches over to bitterly cold snow and wind chill, and then we get some freezing rain in the spring. It just depends on when it falls. So
one more call before we get to our guest on the farm. Have questions or comments on the farm bill? Jerry Hagstrom from Magwick, great resource covering this issue. 800-228-0550. Let's get David and Minot in here. David, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Stephen. I just want to call about the gentleman that called from Minot a little bit ago. I've lived here since 1976, and I have seen no significant change in the way the street department handles the streets. That being said, I took my father-in-law home last night at about 9 o'clock. The roads were in good condition then. There was sand down. I took my wife to work this morning at 8 o'clock. The streets were in good condition for this type of weather. They were all sanded. No, they weren't plowed, but they were sanded. The thing that bothers me is the lack of personal responsibility with some of these people. That's all I wanted to say.
Lack of personal responsibility by whom, David?
properly in this weather.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The people who drive in this weather.
Oh, I see. You're talking about the drivers are the ones that are not driving
to the conditions
enough.
Yeah, drive to the conditions.
If you're in Minot right now, today, there's no problem. Yeah, there's snow on the road, but there's no problem. But if you're driving 10 miles over the limit, then you got a problem.
One other thing I'd add, and I didn't mention this to that caller, but one of the things the DOT has told us is they'll not plow because if they plow, they get rid of the material they put down earlier. In other words,
if they've
sanded, so sometimes they leave that because it'll give better traction than plowing it and removing all the material that they have either to give you
I
more traction
you.
Or to melt it.
Yeah.
Especially out in the highways where you have open weather conditions, being that we are a rural state and we don't have a whole lot of trees in North Dakota, you get that glossing over the highways. If you leave a little bit of snow on there, it prevents some of that in certain occasions.
Right.
So
I haven't driven on the open highway. I just drove through town. And I went from the north edge to the south edge this morning, and I didn't think the roads were that bad.
I will say this. I was in Minot a week before last for the that last little, snow event that pretty much just isolated right around Minot. And it struck me as though the street crews had been caught by surprise. It was slow going. But motorists are, always an issue as well. I mean, you deal with the hand you're dealt. David, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Jerry Hegstrom from AgWeek, longtime reporter that's covered ag policy and the work in Washington, D.C., joins us for an update. We're getting down to crunch time because the House and Senate are going to wrap up their work for the Christmas break. I think the House leaves December 13th, the Senate December 20th. And obviously now that we're into December, the question is, are they going to get this farm bill done before those deadlines? And we'll start there. Jerry, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing?
Fine. It's great to talk to you. I was in North Dakota a week ago for the Farmers Union Convention. I always enjoy coming back to North Dakota, but right now I'm in New York City.
All right. Well, what's going on with this farm bill conference? Bring us inside the four walls of this gathering. What are they up to? What's the holdup? What's going on?
Well, I'm going back to Washington today, and the House is coming back into session. The Senate won't come back for another week, but the theory is that the conferees on the farm bill, that is the leaders, the chairman and the ranking members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees and their staffs have been continuing to work. I have to say there is enormous pressure on them to get this bill done, hopefully by December 31st, and if not, then by January 15th, which is the same day that the current funding resolution for the government runs out. So I just think that the pressure is really intense for passing a new farm bill right now.
Jerry, when you're looking at the farm bill, the form of the farm bill is the biggest point of contention, and that is going to put more pressure on one side or the other, either the House or the Senate. What are we looking at as far as a form of the farm bill? I know there was a lot put on from the House side as far as separating the nutrition programs, the SNAP programs from the farm bill, the Senate against that. Where is that, and is that going to be the logjam? Is that the holdup with this right now?
Well, not separating them. They're put back together in the current negotiation. Strangely, after the House divided the two, in order to go to conference with the Senate, they had to put them back together in the same bill. Now, the House would still like to keep them separate in future bills, but I don't think that's going to happen. One of the big issues that's going on is exactly how the commodity title or the farm support program will be structured, because the senators from what we call the I states, which are Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, they want one program, and then the South wants another program, and the Plains is kind of in the middle, and I think that reaching a compromise on those programs is what's difficult. The thing about the I states is they have the best climatic conditions in the country. They have the best soil, so they don't have faced some of the same problems that farmers face about commodity crop losses in both the South and in the Plains.
So these differences right now, Jerry, are such that you mentioned the pressure that's on them to get a deal done. Obviously, that's not enough to get a deal done. There obviously is, in some of these areas you mentioned, significant differences still, and that's why the holdup, right?
That's right. And the basic on the commodity title, and we should mention food stamps here, but on the commodity title, which interests a lot of your listeners, the difference is between one program that these I states like, which would make payments to farmers beyond crop insurance. They would make up for a lot of the losses if the farmer has weather and market problems. And then the program that the Southerners prefer is based on target prices. And the difference is that the program that would pay people beyond crop insurance would be good initially, and if, for example, if there were a problem in the next few years, but over time its value might diminish. And so some people, like Colin Peterson, the congressman from Minnesota, who's the ranking member on House Agriculture, he wants a target program because he says it will provide a stronger basis. And that is the argument. Those people in the I states don't care much about target prices, and the Southerners really care about them, and they have got to reach a compromise. But this isn't anything new. This type of battle has gone on since the 1930s. It's just something that they have to settle.
Jerry, if somebody has any questions or comments for our guest, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jerry, one of the other big bones of contention, especially up here in North Dakota, because we've seen so much CRP acreage come out, is the conservation side of this. And a lot of people outside of ag circles, they tend to tie conservation with CRP, and that's a mistake.
Yes, this is interesting that you mentioned that, because I'm noticing this all the time. There are so many people outside of agriculture who think that the only kind of conservation program that exists is land retirement, is the CRP, which takes land out of production. But there are a lot of other conservation programs that help farmers when they put the land into production, or keep it in production. And this seems not to be noticed. We're seeing all these stories about how conservation is going to be diminished. Well, if you think the land shouldn't be in production, that's true. But if you think the land should be in production and just needs to be managed properly, then there are programs that are going to help them. Now, one of the issues that's coming up here is this issue of whether conservation compliance would be tied to crop insurance. At the present time, there is no tie between those, but in the Senate bill, the farmers would have to comply with federal crop insurance, federal conservation standards to get their subsidized crop insurance. Now, a week ago, Senator Hovind said that he thinks probably it will have to stay in the bill because the Senate wants it so much, but he's trying to soften the impact of that a bit, not make it retroactive, and put some measures in there that the farmers won't object to so much.
We have to get the food stamps, too. A couple of things I want to ask you about is the livestock indemnity program. 75% of losses would be the payments that would be allowed on the House side, 65% on the Senate side. Assume the livestock indemnity program is going to survive here, Jerry, in just a matter of what number they pick?
I think, yes, that'll definitely be in there, and it'll probably be a budget issue in the end. I do want to mention that I think Senator Verhoeven will end up being a key negotiator here, because he is a conferee, and he has been working on a lot of these various issues, kind of playing an intermediary between the Southerners and the people from Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana.
Jerry Hegstrom of Ag Week is with us. We're talking about the Farm Bill and crunch time as Congress will wrap up its work before the Christmas break here in a couple of weeks, and a lot of pressure to get this deal done. We'll talk about the food stamp side of this, also the energy title, too, when we come back after a break with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon, our guest, Jerry Higgs from Ag Week, talking Farm Bill. Questions or comments, welcome for them. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Grab your calendar, circle the weekend of December 6th and 7th, and put a note. Let's make some memories at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, and their second annual Griswold Christmas Vacation Weekend. What a package they put together for you. The fun starts Saturday morning when their pastry chefs are going to help you in the 502 restaurant make some good old-fashioned favorite cookies and holiday treats. even a gingerbread house. That sound like fun? They'll make your treats for you, box them up nice for you to take home. You get 5 dozen to bring home. In the afternoon, if you'd like, they'll give you a permit map, everything you need to go into the forest, cut down your very own Christmas tree, just like Clark Griswold did. And you can relax in your room, take a walk in downtown Walker, all those unique stores decked out for the holidays. Saturday night, they're showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, serving up hot apple cider, an ugly sweater contest. You can't beat this fun. And guess what? The entire weekend, with everything included, starts at $299 for the Griswold Christmas Vacation Package. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com, or call now, 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Jerry Hagstrom of Ag Week. Before we get back to our discussion with the Farm Bill with Jerry, I want to talk a little bit about Apache sprayers. Here's what one owner said about the Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it, and it was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer power-to-the-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings and simplicity. The Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can see them at a High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota, a proud sponsor of this segment of What's on Your Mind.
We welcome them as a sponsor of the program. Continuing on with Jerry Hegstrom from Ag Week, talking about the Farm Bill and crunch time on the negotiation going on. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We covered the livestock indemnity program as ranchers, no doubt, watching that one closely. How about the sugar program? How's the negotiations been there?
The sugar program appears to be safe. It was passed in exactly the same form in the Senate and in the House, and therefore it should be going forward as written. You're not supposed to negotiate about things that are the same in both bills. But the sweetener users, the customers of the sugar growers still would like to make some change, but I think that's unlikely.
You know, one part of the Farm Bill that people don't realize is a part of the Farm Bill is the energy title. Can you explain that to our listeners a little bit?
Yes. First of all, the energy title is not the renewable fuel standard. The renewable fuel standard, which determines the volumetric requirements for ethanol and other renewable fuels, that's in a separate law. So it isn't that. The energy title contains provisions to encourage the development of renewable fuels. For example, it contains the provisions that would encourage more gas stations to be able to use E85. There's some provisions there to push forward the more stations having that, and Secretary Vilsack has said that's very important. Now the oil industry is resisting that, but the provisions are in there. So there's I think Senator Hovind said that there's $880 million in the Senate bill. He thinks it might end up with only half of that. That's over 10 years, but it's still a substantial amount of money to encourage the development of renewable fuels.
All right. I mentioned food stamps earlier, and you talked about the previous debate of whether they belonged as part of it or not. They're back, obviously, in both versions now, but there's still some differences between the House and the Senate, namely in reform. Isn't there, Jerry, on what kind of reforms would be implemented as part of the food stamp program?
Yes, the simplest way to put this is in terms of the amount of money. The food stamp program costs about $80 billion a year, and the Senate bill would save $4 billion over 10 years, and the House bill would save $39 billion. And they do that by making different changes to cut back on either on the eligibility or on the amount of the benefits. And to complicate matters, there was another provision in the Recovery Act, the Economic Stimulus Bill, which increased benefits for a certain period of time. And that expired on the 1st of November. So all the food stamp beneficiaries have seen about a 5% cut in their benefits in the last month or two. And so now the Senate, and that amounts to a savings of about $11 billion all by itself. So the Senate says that, well, that should be taken into consideration also. That is one of the biggest splits between the House and the Senate, but it's really also, it's a question of how you would make the cuts. For example, are you just going to cut benefit levels? Are you going to really knock people off? And I'd say personally, the provision that bothers me the most is the one that would say that what they call single able-bodied adults could only get benefits 3 months out of every 36 months. Well, a lot of these supposedly single able-bodied adults may be able-bodied, but they're not emotionally and sometimes mentally able. This category includes a lot of Vietnam, but now it's Iran and Afghanistan veterans who are having troubles. So it's going to depend on how they negotiate, on how much they're going to how much they're going to cut back. Nobody's been talking about, you know, any compromises on this, so I just can't give you any details on how they might settle it.
Jerry, we got about 20 seconds. What are we looking for a timetable? When's the vote going to be? Can we shoot for a December, or are we going to have to wait till 2014 in January?
I think the most important thing to remember is that January 15th is what I consider the final deadline. If there isn't a bill by January 15th, then they will have to pass some kind of extension.
Very interesting.
That's what I'm working on.
All right. Well, thanks for covering it for us, and thanks for the update today. Folks wondering, looking for a little certainty out of their federal government. Wouldn't it be nice to know what the roadmap looks like? Jerry Hagstrom, Ag Week, our guest on the Farm Bill, on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.